The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with, what's your name again?
Robin. Maybe. Yeah,
my wife.
We have a lot of people around here with no names this morning.
Yeah, we do. One very new addition to the family as of yesterday is this little Bernedoodle pup that's chewing on my shirt. And she's 8 weeks old and does not have a name. Why don't we ask people for name suggestions on the show?
Yep. I think anybody can give a name suggestion today. That would be awesome. I came up with a few more.
Of course you did. So Bernedoodle is a cross between a Bernese mountain dog from Switzerland and a poodle, French poodle, owl. She's got sharp little teeth, I can tell you that, like all puppies do. And she joined us this morning. Don't chew on that wire. Thank you.
I thought of one that I can't believe I didn't think of before.
What?
Asta. Remember from The Thin Man?
Oh, yeah, Asta.
And that's a Swiss name.
Ow, and she's getting down because I can't operate like this.
Alan slept with this dog almost last night. So he and her are completely bonded. She just wanted to get in her crate. She loves her crate.
Yep.
She's going to get crate trained, and they started that with her already. We made it through the night with no accidents that we know of.
Right, that we know of, exactly.
Anyway... Asta's meaning is beautiful and beloved.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And my favorite movies of all times, who people on here have maybe heard, is the Thin Man movies with William Powell and Myrna Loy, who I absolutely adore. Did you ever look at any of those, Chris, or did you ever see them?
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of Myrna Loy.
So how do you... I don't blame you.
Oh, I thought she was attractive.
Well, yeah, look, I got the hots for... William Powell, so we're good.
You're a bit low, Robin. I'm going to turn you up just a tad.
Tad me up. Is that a little better, Chris?
Just a little bit more.
I got it. Okay. How about now?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
You got to turn it down a little.
Yeah.
You can't. How about now, brown cow?
All right, well, now I need to hear Alan.
Okay, how am I doing?
I think both of you, at this point in time, you're both coming through loud and clear, same volume.
Cool. Awesome, thank you. As long as it's not too loud.
Anyway.
Yeah, I thought William Powell was just absolutely... I wanted to be them. I've always said I should have been born in that era, okay, or lived in that era. That was me, okay? That was my whole personality. It's everything I love.
You're just born, like, 30 years too late.
30 or 40 or 50 years too late.
Yeah, something like that. You're an old soul.
I'm a really old soul.
No question.
And Alan, be glad to tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
I have the TV on and I didn't mean to. Excuse me, you all.
So, anyway.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the deer numbers came out for the season from the 2021 season. 21-22 deer season for all numbers. And it ain't that good. Down 13% over last year. A lot of factors in that, including, you know, the EHD, which is epizootic hemorrhagic disease. And I'll give you the numbers here in just 1 second if I can find what I printed out. And that did not print. So, anyway, I'll find it on the phone here in just a second and give you those numbers. But, no, it's not good. There's a lot of people that I talked to across the board as far as the season is concerned. A lot of people did not find or did not see any deer, or that many deer, or any deer that they wanted to actually take. You know, if you wanted to just take a deer, you know, one for the freezer, something like that, well, you know, that, then that's your privilege, of course, and people were able to be successful in that. If you were, you know, holding out for mature doe, or if you were holding out for, you know, a buck, you know, you might have seen a couple of deer, but the later in the season it got, the worse it got. So here's the number, 70,845 deer overall. The statewide harvest included 27,947 antlered, 39,498 antlerless, plus 1,541 antlered and 1,859 antlerless Sika deer. The harvest was 13% lower than the 2022 total of 81,729. So we're down 10,000 deer over 1 year. This year they took 7,289 deer on Sundays, comprising 10% of the total harvest. And Region A decreased 16% from 9,383 to 7,929, and hunters in the western counties reported 4,888 antlered and 3,041 antlerless. Region B harvested 62,916, down 13% from 72,346 harvested last year. 24,600 antlered, 38,316 antlerless deer were reported in Region B. Frederick County again had the highest reported harvest, 6,088 deer reported. Carroll County followed with 5,071, and Baltimore County was third with 4,501. Garrett and Washington counties rattled out the top five with 3,923 and 3,988, respectively. So what's happening? What is happening? Is it the weather? Is it the declining deer herd in Maryland? Is it lack of hunter effort? Well, if you have a comment on the deer numbers this year, we'd be more than glad to talk with you about that. The phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And that is our contact number. Robin and I are standing by to speak
it
with you about that.
It might just be you.
What's that?
Standing by.
Where are you going?
Well.
Dog napping?
We have more cables that you can't hide around right this minute.
Uh-huh.
And she finds them very interesting. So. And if we put her on the crate, she's going to cry, and I don't want her to do that through the show. So we'll see. I'm going to stay as long as I can.
All right. So you're a dog wrangler this morning.
Well, I'm not in my usual position, am I?
Nope, you're not. No, you're not. So, oh, my goodness. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, good morning, Glenn. You're up early.
Hi, Glenn.
Yeah. How are you all?
Doing all right.
Doing
how are
great.
You?
Just good.
Did you get up there?
Did you make it to the show?
Nope. Going today.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad.
Terrific. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, that just made my day, Glenn. It really did. Well, do us a favor and let us know how you enjoyed it, please.
Okay.
Yep. Sounds good. So, So what do you think of those deer numbers?
Yeah, well, I guess they're what they are.
Yeah, I mean, what you can't change it. These are what the people reported and, you know, checked in, but the numbers are way down, 13%. That's a big number from, you know, when you're talking 80,000 and you're talking, you know, 13% of that, that's a pretty good number, pretty significant, over 10,000.
Yep, I knew. I didn't see much of anything when I was out.
No, it didn't. I came back many days and told Robin I only saw one or two or none, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they got to or where, you know. But it is what it is. Now, that being said, there is a proposal to allow farmers who have a deer permit, not just a standard crop damage permit, but a deer cooperator's permit to extend their quote-unquote night shooting season by 1 month.
Mm.
15 days on the front end and 15 days on the back end. Right now it's February and March. all of February, all of March. February 1st, March 31st. Mm-hmm. The proposal is to allow the night shooters to be able to shoot from January 15th to April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So the response of the Hunters of Maryland is to introduce House Bill 1067, sponsored by Delegate Dana Stein, and that would limit the nighttime shooting to 2 months. So it doesn't specify which 2 months, but it specifies 2 months, which is where it is right now. So let's see what the General Assembly does with that one. We will see. Yeah. So that's the story on that particular one. So, so let's see. I'm going to look at, see if I can find, you're in Kent County, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if I can.
Queen Anne's, Queen of Kent. Well, where a hunt at is in Kent, though, maybe. So.
So you live in Queen Anne's?
Glenn.
Well, right now I am in actually Kent. I mean, let's say my house is in Queen Anne's, but I've been staying up there at my parents for a while.
Right.
Yeah, I know that you're right on that borderline kind of place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like, as far as Kent County is concerned, the buck kill was 1077, up from 1044, 3.2% increase, but the doe kill was down 1954 from 2107, down 7.3%. Overall total down 3.8%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Queen Anne's County overall was down 11.1%. So, you know, the shore took a little bit of a hit. Cecil County was down 15%. Caroline County was down, let's see, 16% or 10.6%. So, I mean, it's just not, wasn't a great deer season for everybody. So anyway, but enjoy your day today.
Have a super time today
or tomorrow. What did you say? Today or tomorrow?
Today.
Got it.
Today.
It's an easy ride.
Yeah, not bad. Right up 83. So,
I was talking to a friend of mine on the car this week, and he went the last day of the bow season in January. Last day of January. And he said he saw about, I think he said 9 deer, but they were too far away from him.
Yeah, well.
At least he saw them.
Yeah, at least he saw something. That's right. Well, I saw 3 deer on the very last day of the primitive season. One little buck who will be, you know, has got potential for a couple years from now, and then two does, a doe and a fawn. And I think I'd seen that doe and fawn in that same region, same area, actually same spot in the woods, the first day of deer season, being followed by the buck that I eventually took. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
But there's, in my opinion, is there a call for alarm? Not quite yet, but we got to get a handle on how many deer numbers there are because, you know, you're going to have the fawning season coincide with the coyote denning season, and I read a number yesterday that alarmed me. It said that one female coyote can take 17 fawns to feed her brood during the, you know, overlapping fawning and denning season for coyotes. So I think we need to take a look at that problem. I think we need to take a look at that coyote problem now. I mean, it hasn't been a quote-unquote problem, according to DUNAR, but I think it's becoming a problem across the state.
Right.
You know? So.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your day.
And be careful. There were a lot of police activity on those roads.
Oh, yeah. A lot of police activity. No question.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about the driving.
That's all matters. You don't have to worry about it, that's for sure.
don't now, worry
Glenn,
about it.
Glenn, did you go to Kent County High School or Queen Anne's?
Kent.
Kent. Cool. I was just wondering if we had gone to school together.
Yeah. I grew up in, actually in Mass and went to, was a Galena school. And then when Kent County High come in, well, that was my senior year.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, you have a super duper day, okay?
All right. You too.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
See you.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was nice to hear from Glenn so early in the morning.
Yes, it was. We don't get a lot of people sometimes early in the morning.
No, we don't. But we do have to talk about a couple of our sponsors here at this point. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's. And here we are sitting in our back room enjoying our critters and enjoying the fireplace that was installed by the fine folks at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's a gas fireplace insert that replaced the air-sucking, heat-killing hole in the wall that used to be there. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provide us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, which is cool. We can alter the temperature, the height of the flame, the blower, the light inside, all of that right from our easy chair for sure.
I actually moved everything so we could see. They came and cleaned while we were gone.
Right.
And I moved it out so we could watch the fireplace this morning.
That's
it's
wonderful.
So beautiful.
Yes, indeed. Hearth America Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and you have been hearing about the worldwide shortage of computer chips. Well, could affect the supply of everything from not only automobiles but all the way down to gas fireplace inserts. So hurry and get yours done while the selection is still available. You can pick a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, too, from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, if that suits you better. In Graysonville, stop into the showroom so you'll be ready for those the continuing cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it is heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, Clyde's Sports Shop. Talked to Mr. Clyde the other day. He said, I want you to mention something for me. I said, what, the shotguns we talked about? And he said, no, we sold a couple of them, and we thank you for promoting those because at least one of those sales came from the radio show, and I think it's probably more than that when we talked about the Winchester home protection shotguns that are, that just came in. But he wants me to mention St. Croix fishing rods. So I walked around the store and I looked at the large selection of St. Croix fishing rods, everything from ultralight to, well, you name it. They're a tremendous fishing rod. I don't know if you've ever fished with a St. Croix, but I have, and I don't have one at the moment. But, that was always part of my selection was a beautiful St. Croix fishing rod, and they're terrific. So stop by and see the outstanding selection of St. Croix at Clyde Sports Shop, and you'll be glad you did, no question about it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. They've got everything you need for fishing. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new, February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't far, thari are thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shooting, possum fallin' for me. Six tall, slim, slick.
All right, I had enough. Phil Harris, radio star, singing star, and hunting companion of Bing Crosby on the goose fields of Chestertown, Maryland, if you remember the old American Sportsman show with Kurt Gowdy. So, anybody remember that show? Robin does. Give us a call here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to join the show, you guys are running the show this morning, so we'd be more than glad to share that conversation with you. Whatever topic you pick, we'll talk about. How about that? So folks have been sending me stuff. They've been sending me information about Pennsylvania bear harvest being the number five of all time, 3,600 and some bears. They've been sending me information about the nationwide buck harvest being the highest ever on record across the country, a number of antler deer more so than any. And they've also been sending me, apparently there's an article, Chris, was that in the New York Times? You read that article about the deer having COVID?
I'm trying to remember where I saw it, because I remember I sent you two articles.
Right.
Honestly, I think it was New York Times.
Right.
I'd have to go back and take a look at the email.
Okay. Well, my response to you is the fact that DNR does have a COVID page on their website which addresses that, being COVID being present in deer. And here's what Maryland says about it. The question is, what is SARS-CoV-2? SARS-CoV-2 is the virus that causes COVID-19. It was first reported globally in people in late 2019, like my wife, Robin. Within a few months, it spread around the world and was reported in domestic and zoo animals shortly thereafter. Question, has it been found in white-tailed deer? The answer, yes. In May of 2021, white-tailed deer were found susceptible to SARS, SARS, in experiments conducted by the United States Department of Agriculture. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Animal plant. Animal Planet Health Inspection Service, Wildlife Services, USDA, APHIS, WS. The virus was detected in nasal swabs, but the deer showed no signs of disease. In a second study conducted by USDA, archived blood collected pre-pandemic from deer in Michigan, Illinois, New York, and Pennsylvania was analyzed and found to have no evidence of the virus. So that's antibody testing. However, for the samples collected after the pandemic, many were positive. In more recent studies in Ohio and Iowa, multiple spillovers in wild deer were conducted. So on it goes. If you'd like to read all of that yourself, you can. And here's the conclusion. Is it safe to hunt and prepare deer carcasses? Yes. There's no evidence that people can contract COVID-19 by preparing and eating meat infected with SARS-CoV-2. However, hunters should always practice good hygiene when processing animals. Minimize contact between wildlife and domestic animals, including pets and hunting dogs. Do not harvest animals that appear sick or are found dead. Keep game meat clean and cool the meat down as soon as possible after harvesting the animal. And avoid cutting through the backbone and spinal tissues. And that's all more about CWD. Wear rubber gloves. Do not eat, drink, or smoke when you're cleaning an animal. And when you're finished, wash your hands thoroughly, clean your knives, and cook all game meat thoroughly. Who do we have?
We have, I believe, Patrick in Ellicott City.
Okay. Let's talk about Patrick in Ellicott City. Good morning, Patrick.
We're going to talk to Patrick, not about Patrick.
We're going to talk about him. I know Patrick. I know who he is. We can talk about him all we want. Hi, Pat.
Hey, good morning to both of you.
Good
you
morning.
Doing,
congratulations on your new family member.
Thank you. Thank you.
Indeed.
We have been home less than 9 hours, so I'm sorry that we are I'm a little chaotic. I'm trying to leave Alan alone this morning.
Yeah, expected. So I started trap shooting. And I found out that I really wanted to upgrade from my 870. It's really okay. Not a trap gun.
Right.
So I went down to Clyde's. I had a tough time deciding. And I went around, after looking at Clyde's, I went around to other places to look around. And I got to tell you, there nobody has the inventory that Clyde's does.
That's true.
They're amazing.
So I ended up back at Clyde's and getting the... decided on with the help of the great assistants down there, the Browning BT-99.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yeah.
Yeah. Dedicated trap gun. So I'm looking forward to getting a little practice in tomorrow.
Well, good for you. Yeah, that has the adjustable comb, and everything is adjustable on that thing. You can.
I did not get the one with the adjustable comb.
Oh, you did not? Oh,
no, the other one... the standard really just fit me really well.
Well,
I felt like I did not need a higher comb.
No,
so.
I'm in agreement with you, Patrick, on a lot of things. These firearms designers, you know, they work a lot. I think they probably try to get the specs for the average person to be able to shoot their gun, effectively. And I'm a great believer in if it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is, you know? So and if it fits, it fits. You know?
The first one that they shouldered, gave me the shoulder up there was the dedicated trap gun with a high rib and everything. It was $2,500 and
yeah, right.
I didn't want to spend that kind of money, but
sure.
I didn't like it. I wasn't comfortable, wasn't seeing right. And then, I think I'm going to be really happy with what I decided to do. So
good for you. Good for you.
It really makes you feel good when you make the right choice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
well, thank you for your nice comments about Clyde's. I mean, I've known him for, let's see, I hate to say this, I've known him 40 years. You know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I've lived in the area all my life, and
yeah.
I've been going down there since I was a little kid, one of my granddad, you know.
Yeah, so sure.
It was, yeah.
And Mr. Clyde has the same ethic that he's had before, you know, charge a fair price and you know, make your customers happy. And that's what he does, you know.
Absolutely. So. Now, just hoping that I can find shotgun shells.
What gauge did you get?
It's been tough.
What gauge did you get?
Oh, 12.
Oh, you got 12? Okay. Yeah, I know it's tough. I know. I was my grandson, first time we got together to hunt, he had had some his father lost a friend back in the I guess the swine flu era, a young man in his 30s who was an avid hunter and the best friend of his father, and he left a lot of guns and ammo to my son-in-law. And they don't do a lot of hunting or shooting right now, but he said, here, I want you to have these two boxes, two cases of AA trap loads. And I said, oh, you don't have to do that. I said, all right. He said, all right, I'll take them. So,
great story.
Yeah, yeah. So we're good. Well, nice hearing from you, buddy.
You had a super day, Patrick.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Love the show.
All right. Thank you. Care, buddy. Bye-bye.
One of the callers called in and asked me to explain the coloring on her.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
And I think she's mainly like an ebony black, very rich color black.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just really beautiful, rich color black with a dark brown front paws with one white paw on the tip. And then she has a blaze of white that runs down her chest, through the middle of her forehead, around her muzzle. And then that rich brown has accents going through the black and the white on the just different parts of the face.
Her eyebrows are brown.
They are. I hadn't really. Yeah, they are. Cool. If you want to know, if you look at a Bernese Mountain Dog online, it's those colorings of a Bernese Mountain Dog with a curly poodle coat.
Very good. Very good. How'd description. You did great.
And sharp little teeth. She's just beautiful. Yeah, sharp little teeth and sharp little
claws.
Toenails.
Yep. So. Cool. All right.
Yeah. It's hard because you're showing a lot of love to our older dog who's 8. And you've got to keep her. I brought her home a lot of new treats last night to kind of.
Right.
I couldn't just bring the dog home with all of the new stuff and not her have new stuff. We didn't want her to feel slighted.
Right. Yep.
Oh, and she's got a back white paw, too.
So, well, we got a text comment from a Sycadier guide. How's it going this morning? Just listening to your radio show talking about trying to get a handle on the deer numbers. We need to do something now instead of waiting, especially if you see what is going on. And I know this fellow sees a lot going on. So another text from our buddy Frank. He said the property in Chestertown where he hunts, last day of archery, 26 does came out. It's an 80-acre woodlot, none close enough.
We heard a lot about none close enough this year.
Oh, yeah, we heard a lot about that. Saw a few deer, but not a lot close enough. So understandable. There's Eileen. She said, tell Robin she has great taste. I love that series and watch those movies all the time.
Isn't it wonderful?
They never get old, and Asta is a great name. Wish they'd made more. They were funny. Asta's real name was Skippy. Played in 3 or 4 of the shows.
Yes, so. Yes.
Why don't we name her Skippy and nickname her Asta? No?
Except she would be a prancer because she prances when she walks.
She does that.
It's really funny. She looks she's out there doing Tennessee walking horses kind of prance.
Yeah, that's exactly what she reminds me of. Yep.
I'm getting very descriptive this morning.
Well, you are, no question
about
that.
I'm not usually this awake in the morning.
That's also true.
How about Praline?
Praline? Oh, Praline. I like that.
Yeah, she's a little nuts. No, pralines aren't. Pralines are what? Candy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're a chocolate, rich chocolate color with pecans running through it and caramel.
Shouldn't have any nuts. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 15 Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or any model. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. Here's the phone number. Write it down. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, That's 822-7384. 410-822-7384. For Spurry's Tire Service. And those of you who live in the area and are customers and listen to the radio show, tell Brent you heard his commercial right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show, and I'd appreciate it. Hey, Winter Sportsman's Auction coming up next Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. The catalog is now available. You can check that out at their website. Over 100 firearms, at least, many decoys, artwork, all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com, jrsantiques.com, and Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. Highbid.com and liveauctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. That's next Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the winter sportsman's auction. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
We'll be right back. Got to keep them going. Stands up. Wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. Doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. And a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
And with that, let us introduce our buddy, Stan the Truck Driving Man. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Hey, Stan.
Good morning. Good morning, all.
That dedicated that to you, buddy.
I heard that. I am flattered. Thank you, sir. I've got so much. I'd love to share with Chris for bumper music, but...
you can always text it to us.
I still haven't found you on Facebook, but don't let that get around. I'm a Neanderthal on this thing.
Mine's very simple. Alan Ellis. A-L-L-A-N-E-L-L-I-S.
I got it. I just don't know how to respond or log in and all that nonsense.
I got it. Facebook.com and do a search. Just go to the little hourglass and do a search.
I have to do it, Mr. Allen, because February 2nd, coming off of Route 10. Oh, I wanted to thank all the diligent hunters out there. It's been doggone quiet this season, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my truck.
Yeah.
I had a near miss on the 2nd at about 4:15 in the morning coming home around 10 on the Ordnance Road, and I swear to God, he just grazed the front. He got over to the right-hand side of my tractor, the hood, and he just looked up at me. I don't think he expected me. He was up on my hood with his jaw with these big eyes and then just disappeared. That didn't do a bit of damage off to the side. So there's a huge 6-point sitting right there at the traffic intersection of 10 and 6 and 710.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe somebody will, you know, pattern him this coming year and see what happens. So.
Well, I got him on my truck camera. He just sits in the windshield.
Cool.
Can I throw a shout out?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Okay. I believe it's about shift change for some of Anne Arundel County's finest. I think you guys in blue are awesome.
Amen.
I come in at about 10, 11 o'clock. I live a little further in the city. I'm not saying anything. That could be all political.
Right.
These guys from Anne Arundel County, and it is a big county.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
These guys, as far as I'm concerned, these guys are aces. I mean, they're just on it. I've got to deal with a lot of, like, young people. I'm a driver. Okay.
Yeah.
I think every time I say I think it all, I've seen it all. One of these youngsters shows me something that I haven't. But
of course.
These guys are there. These guys are there in a heartbeat, and ladies are there in a heartbeat. And I appreciate everything they do for me.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Well said, buddy.
That's all I got to say.
Well said.
So with that, I held on during the commercial, and I'm just about to my stop, which means I have to do some manual labor. I hope this car that just cut me off, come around me on Route 97 is listening right now. Back off, Bubba. I'll be out of your way in just a minute.
Yeah.
I got to send you my address because I haven't had a chance to do much socializing.
All right. Do that.
Down at the sporting goods store that's down there in Halethorpe.
Yeah.
And I need some of those bumper stickers because you won't believe this, but there's a lot of people who have not heard of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're not allowed to put anything religious or political on our trailers, but I don't think a bumper sticker from your show would hurt a bit.
You know, we ought to get some bumper stickers.
Yeah, we've got the ones for Bucks, Bears, and Stags. We've got stickers for them, but we don't have one. We'll have to do that. Stan, you just gave us a plan.
Like a plan. We got a plan, man.
Eastern Shore.
Yeah, I know.
Since it's my idea, I want a hat.
You give Chris your address, and we'll see what we can
do. We'll see what we can do.
You know, yours is the only address I can remember. I got to look at my wallet for mine.
Well, when you get us, either hold on, but I know you got to take some manual labor, you know, stuff here. Either hold on or call Chris back and give him your address for us, okay?
I will do this.
Sounds good, buddy.
Stan?
All right.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for doing that shout out, because I tell you something, our officers everywhere, but Anne Arundel County, all of them are awesome.
I used to get up there in Cecil County. I used to get out there to Frederick County and stuff. Frederick County's awesome, too.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, prayers to Frederick County.
That sheriff's department out there is first rate.
Prayers to those two police officers in Cecil County in shock trauma right now.
That's right.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, let me get on out of here.
See
you. Enjoy the weather today.
Yeah, today only.
I love climate change.
Global warming.
Stay safe,
see you later, buddy. Yeah. Thanks.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dale.
Good morning. Good morning. Robin, it's going to be very interesting to see the interaction between your newest arrival and what Ann Stinson used to call the Littles.
The Littles, yes. Well, we actually saw the first reaction last night. Uh-huh. My daughter was in Easton and drove by because it was so late. And we just gave, because they're coming today, this afternoon, so we gave them a brief introduction. And they were not happy they weren't taking the puppy home with them.
Okay. Well, that's a good start.
They have two dogs at home that they're in love with.
Okay.
And we've been amazed that with the Shih Tzu, Gabby, who has never been around Littles, and I call them Littles myself, has never dealt with anything that size before. Okay, really. Very rare occasion. And she has let them hug on her and tug on her, and I've been amazed because I did not know how that was going to go.
Well, that's good, because sometimes that can be rather, shall we say,
tense.
Interesting.
The whole thing right this minute is interesting. We are learning. Oh, great.
Oh, no.
She just hurt her paw.
Yeah, she hurt her paw.
It's going to be a
learning experience.
Learning experience,
no
yes.
question.
It's fun. It is. And Gabby is not sure what to think right now. Because, she lost her best bud. And now this has come, and that's been 2 months ago, and now this has come along. So she's still. Dale, did you ever see the Thin Man movies?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. I want to make
fact,
sure I'm not
the TV
the only
show,
one.
Too, with Peter Lawford was the Thin Man.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
I can't think of the lady who played his wife.
Oh, she's hurt.
What was her name?
On the
TV show.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, Peter Lawford was the Thin Man in the TV show. And
right.
It was William Powell, I believe, in the movies.
William Powell, yes. And Aloy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So. Oh, I can tell you.
Alan, I was curious. The deer numbers, did they include any other types of mortalities with those estimates?
No.
I'd be curious to see,
no.
Vehicle.
Oh, those are in the annual deer report, but that won't be out till summertime or fall.
It would be interesting to compare some of those other quote unquote mortalities from year to year. To correlate with what the harvest was, because I know when we used to do striped bass numbers, there were other factors involved with. Estimating harvest and mortalities and all, so it would be interesting to see what how those other numbers correlate with the harvest.
Yes, I agree. So let's see how this. Yes, they always say 30,000 fatalities on the highways. But, you know, my numbers, I would like to see a report. Oh, that's the other thing that this bill does. It requires DNR to file a report on how many deer are taken on these deer cooperator permits. So that's not been required before, but that bill was crafted in such a way to hold the department's feet to the fire.
That's going to be interesting to see who has the most pull in the legislature, the farmers or the hunters.
I know who has the most pull with the administration.
Yeah, that's intuitively obvious to the most casual observer. So, but
yep.
We'll see. So
let's see what happens.
All right, sir. Maybe
all right,
week.
Buddy.
Coming up.
Yeah, let's do some coffee this week. Rudy texted me. I don't know if he talked to you the other day or not, but yeah, we can do some coffee someday this week. We'll see.
Yeah.
And we got pictures to show you.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Well, good luck. Good luck with the newest arrival.
Yep. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. You all take care. See you.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, let's see what time it is. Oh, it's too late.
Yeah,
for the
exactly.
Third
I was
break.
Just getting ready to say it's too late for number three.
All right. Well, that's my fault. I let that get away. But might be able to do, we'll carry it over the next break, I guess, or next hour. We'll see what happens. Oh, my goodness. That was a good conversation with everybody this hour, wasn't it, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and Chris, you did an excellent job, as usual, as far as monitoring the calls. So,
I'll
tell you what we will do. Do we have 30 seconds, Chris?
Yes.
All right. The Winter Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, February 20th, starting 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. Now, you can attend in person or bid online. The catalog is now available and over 100 online, of course, over 100 firearms, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com and the Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum Furniture Auction. HighBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the Winter Sportsman's Auction at Russum Furniture Auctioneers. I guess that's about all we can do. Here's the music. Robin. You lost track of time.
No, okay. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful weather and the snow tomorrow.
There you go.